You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Just when you think you've seen it all, you see something better.
There's your momentum.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
So was that that's the Hornets TV coverage, right?
Correct. Yep.
Eric Collins, Del Curry. That was for the other bridges, like the new
correct
bridges,
the one over right? the weekend. Yep.
Yeah. What happened to Hum Diddly D? He couldn't fit that in.
Yeah. That was my thing. I was expecting it to the whole time. I was expecting it. Never got it. And then, get Del Curry. We did get Del Curry in there.
Okay, so we had a couple things. Rick, can you play it again, please?
Hum Diddly D. We threw Rick a curveball. That's a tough one.
Well, I mean, generally,
yeah, the computer also froze on me, so that's fun. Okay.
So where do you think we're at here? How far away? All right, we're just going to abort the mission here. Okay. but he loses his mind at the very beginning, which is actually pretty funny. Del Curry, just when you think you've seen it all, you see something better. Thanks, Del.
Thanks.
All right, Rick's got it. Rick, play it again, please.
Oh! My mind is blown! Miles Bridges, how do you do?
Just when you think you've seen it all, you see something better.
Yeah,
there's your momentum.
Yeah, good. Okay, Del.
Thank you, Del.
But where does the apprentice line come from?
What do you mean, where's the apprentice line?
Because it's my apprentice, how do you do? Is that what he says, or is he saying something else?
Does he say my apprentice? Is that what he says?
Rick, can we play it again, or is this going to cause like the studio to blow up?
Miles Bridges,
right? My mind is blown! Miles Bridges!
Okay, yeah, Miles Bridges. Yeah. How do you? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I might be done with this guy.
That wasn't that good.
Like I don't understand what he's saying. Like he's just yelling.
Miles Bridges, how do you do? And then he yells. And also, I'm the least hot takey person in the world. I didn't think the dunk was that good.
No, the first one was much better, right?
I don't even, in the context of just like all dunks ever, I don't think this dunk was that awesome. Just didn't think it was that good.
You know what he should have said? He should have been like, "Hum Diddly D." That's a good like that. We would have liked that. Hum Diddly D. What a dunk! Like you
and
know
then,
what? Buddy?
And then Del Curry being like, "When you put the ball in the basket, you do it like that."
And when you dunk the ball like that, you know what you get? 2 points.
Right.
Like, geez, great. But it would be like going to see WWE back in the day, and Stone Cold Steve Austin doesn't say, and that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. It's like do your catchphrase, Eric Collins. Like you see the big dunk, you know that this is what people are gonna play. How do you not throw out a Hum Diddly D? Like imagine going to see The Rock back in the day, and he doesn't do if you smell what The Rock is cooking. What's the point? You leave unhappy. I'm unhappy right now because this moron Eric Collins can't give us the Hum Diddly D. Like you know this is the play. It ain't gonna be like a Terry Rozier like jumper from the elbow that gets played on You Better You Bet the next day. It's gonna be the Miles Bridges dunk. Like, can you give us Hum Diddly D, please? Like, I get Del Curry. We're never pull the string, and what are we getting from Del Curry?
Right. He's Magic Johnson.
What a play. Twitter. What a great dunk. 2 points. Wow. Come on, Eric Collins.
Like Rock finishes an interview. He's like, and everybody like leans forward in their chair. He's like, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Like, he just walks out of the ring.
How do you do?
Hum Diddly D. See you guys on SmackDown.
All
right.
I don't understand. All right. You better you bet Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Monday on the BetQL Audio Network. I promise we'll talk some sports betting and we will do it right now. Rick, kindly drop the NBA takeaways music here as we talk about our big picture takeaways from the weekend that was. And Ken, I want to start atop the Eastern Conference. So First off, I was impressed with the Clippers only losing to the Sixers by 3 on Friday night. That's neither here nor there, but I am driving the Clippers bandwagon right now. So I did want to say that. But with Philadelphia's good weekend in tow, with the Miami Heat coming from behind, and I saw the end of this game yesterday on Sunday,
right.
Brooklyn's defense melting down the stretch. Kyrie can't make a shot. Bam Adebayo hits the game winner. Miami beats the Nets at the buzzer, 109-107. Now we have a scenario where Philadelphia's opened up a game and a half lead atop the Eastern Conference on the Nets, who currently sit in the 2 seed. And I think you and I have kind of been, pounding the table for quite a bit now that we think it's either going to be Brooklyn or Philly, right, that represents the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. So, I'm kind of like planning out, this segment, kind of like what I want to say about stuff and looking for stuff to support or just things we can add to the conversation. So I go on BetRivers.com, our show sponsor, and I'm looking at Eastern Conference title odds here because I have a couple things to say about Brooklyn's potential path versus Philly's path, etc. So Brooklyn's the favorite, and I'm not insinuating Brooklyn should not be the favorite to win the Eastern Conference. I think Brooklyn is going to win the East, minus 112, the Nets are right now. But then it's the Bucks at plus 250. And Brooklyn and Milwaukee would have to play each other in the second round potentially, right? If this is the way it's going to be, Brooklyn the 2, Milwaukee the 3. Philly is plus 450 to play whoever the 8 seed is. And then the 4 or 5, like Atlanta, Boston, or like the Knicks potentially, right? Like, right. How can Philly ever be plus 450? Ever? And Brooklyn minus 112. Like, Philly should be the second favorite behind Brooklyn ahead of Milwaukee. Like, it's nuts to me that the Bucks are plus 250 and Philly's plus 450.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I think people will be like, well, then, like, should we bet it? I mean, you and I have Brooklyn and Philly to win the East from forever ago. And I have some Brooklyn to win the title from a while ago, too. So in full disclosure, like, this is a train of thought that we've already had many times before. It's just, I think it's that it hasn't changed is the surprising part. Because I went back, you and I did, we had our pre-show phone call, and you and I were both talking about how we had talked about Philly before. Brooklyn and Philly to win the East seemed like, even just those two in tandem at the prices that existed before. So I went back to go check my tickets and I was like, I feel like I have literally the exact same tickets of the prices that exist in the market.
I have 450 for Philly. Now I have plus 120 for the Nets. So I have a little better
even
for the Nets.
I have even for the Nets, and I have a little bit more minus 105. But like, that's been I think to your one thing, like in sort of an addendum on what you said, it's because your train of thought, I think, is still accurate. It's also that all of this has been the same every single day for months. So like, it's not like we're coming out today being like, odds have shifted, everyone. Nets the favorite, then Bucks, then Philly. Like, that's been true literally every day. But I think the refusal to go away from that, like books just change, literally changing their odds. It hasn't happened. I mean, you and I know have hit this in a few places. I've hit these odds many different times, and they still, it's interesting they haven't moved, because if we look at like MVP, for example, which is a market that we nailed, I went on my local this morning. Jokic is minus 420. So like, there's a market that moved a lot in a month. Like, we identified something. We weren't sure how long it was going to last. For about 2 weeks, it stayed exactly the same, and then it moved. This has stayed the same for 4 months. And I think that's really interesting, because like, how many true possible outcomes are there at the end of the NBA season? And this can get into some of the other takeaways I think that we probably have. Like, is this a year where we think a lot of different teams can win because of the uncertainty, players not playing, haven't learned a lot about some teams? Or is it like every other NBA season, basically, where there's, I don't know, 4 teams that can win the title, maybe fewer, and there's 7 that can go to the conference finals, maybe fewer, and that's it, and everyone else is dead? Which type of season do you, because that's, I think that drives the conversation about every team we're going to talk about. Do you think this is a quote-unquote normal NBA season where the teams that are the favorites, it's going to come from there just like it has every other year? Or is this a year where it's like, well, we don't know anything because nobody's played? That opens the door for so many other teams.
Oh, no, I think we know.
I think we know too.
But like, here's the thing though. Like, you and I do this every single day. So like, I am very now look, doesn't mean that I'm going to be right about everything, but I have an idea. Like, the Atlanta Hawks are not representing the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. Like, the New York Knicks are not going to the NBA Finals.
Do you give the Celtics a non-zero chance of representing the East?
A non-zero? Sure. One, maybe.
I agree.
Sure. They have a chance.
I almost give them the same chance of the Bucks. That's the funniest part.
and to me, like, this is where I keep going back to. Like, okay, you want to tell me that the Nets should be the favorite? I totally get it. I agree with it, actually.
Yeah,
how in the world? How in the world is Milwaukee plus 250 and Philly plus 450? Like, that's not me being like, I'm smarter than people, or like, I'm seeing something that others aren't. actually, maybe that it's exactly what I'm saying here. Like, I just like how could that be? Like, how could that ever be the case? Philly's better than Milwaukee, right? Like, objectively, right. I think.
Right. And I think part of what you're speaking to is, like, we did this exercise with MVP. It's like, yeah, this is really wrong. And it gets, and it's just, and the next day it's going to be wrong. And the next day it's going to be wrong. And then eventually it's going to change. Like, the glacial pace with which these markets change is not the same as, you know, markets that you can bet 20 billion times more money into every single, like, baseball single game, which is going on right now. Like, if you know the Red Sox game today, if you thought that number was wrong, like, you're in a pond with a lot of sharks. You know, somebody's going to have bet that price probably by now. These prices, we joke about it all the time. The NBA Finals end July 22nd. I mean, it's April. So, you know, like, stuff can be wrong, and it may not even be wrong by that much, to be honest. But it's,
what would you have it at? Is just out of curiosity, like where, what would you have Philly at? What would you have Milwaukee at?
I'd probably have Brooklyn. I guess I can't have Brooklyn even lower odds because just the injury stuff is so dicey with them. But, you know, Brooklyn about the same. Let's say, like, Brooklyn minus 120, Philly 350, Milwaukee 5.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's infinitely more appropriate than Milwaukee plus 250 and Philly plus 450.
Who would ever bet Milwaukee at this price? Is just, that's the part that's funny to me, right?
Is Adonis, it's like, has a bunch of brothers, right? Maybe them.
Well, it's Adonis, Costas, of the three, of the three prices. Well, let's agree on this. So Nets minus 112, we'll use Bet Rivers odds. Nets minus 112, Milwaukee 250, Philly 450. The worst bet on the board by far is Milwaukee. By far.
Yeah, like, go to the bathroom, take your money, and flush it down the toilet and save yourself like the 4 months that you have to wait to lose.
Well, just, I mean, you're waiting forever to get no value. Like, I just, it's impossible when you get there that Milwaukee is going to be like a big favorite in a series against the other two teams. That's just impossible. And they have to play both. And they're wouldn't the only one where that's definitely true.
Would Milwaukee be favored against Philly?
If Philly was hosting the series, probably not.
If Milwaukee hosted the series, the Bucks would be favored. I guess
it'd
so,
be close.
Right?
Yeah, be close.
Wow. I would bet a lot on the Sixers.
Okay. I think it would be a very small series price. If Milwaukee hosted the series, it would be very small because I would imagine that people entering the market to bet don't like Milwaukee very much. And I think they would bet, even if they opened it, like Milwaukee minus 120, Philly even, something like that. Like, I'd bet Philly at even. I mean, so that doesn't mean it's not what it's going to be. It just means people are going to come in and bet it up probably. Nets versus either team. And this is where it gets totally wacky because Durant gets hurt again. And gets a bone bruise or whatever in the first quarter of that game yesterday.
A thigh contusion.
All of this is based on, like, looking forward instead of looking at the team's track record, right? And the night we used to play on the show last week was like, well, in NBA history, literally like every single year, the teams that win more than 70% of their games, the champion comes from that pool. And it was true last year too. And half the season was played in a bubble, and it was still true by a lot. The best team by far was the Lakers. Despite that, like, when I look at the standings now and then I look at the prices, like, I don't know if Brooklyn's going to get there because I don't know if anybody's going to play. And, like, does it matter? Like, is this the series that just you ignore everything that you've learned about NBA history? Is that what it is? Because just they can't get all three guys on the court at the same time ever, or even two of them for more than, like, 3 days at a time.
You bet BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Monday talking NBA from the weekend. Ken, are the Los Angeles Lakers the luckiest team in the history of sports?
Now they're near the top of the list. This 2 week stretch of theirs is unbelievable. I give us a little credit because we were kind of on this when we did the remaining schedule. We were like, they need a lot of things to go their way. Their projected record is this. I mean, they've run into, I mean, every fortuitous situation possible. Jamal Murray gets hurt right after we do that exercise, basically. You could make an argument, aside from things that are Lakers-based, that helps them the most. Denver's their likely first-round opponent. Donovan Mitchell gets hurt, and the Jazz look more vulnerable. The Lakers find out they're going to get Anthony Davis and LeBron back in a reasonable timetable. Davis, I think, is only going to miss tonight, and then that's it, the second night against Utah. So, yes, I mean, as many breaks as you can possibly get, and now they're set up to have a more likely, deeper playoff run than they were a couple weeks ago.
There's absolutely no question about it. And do you share my thought on the Clippers? Impressed with the Clippers with the effort on Friday night against Philly without Kawhi Leonard?
Sure. I mean, I can be impressed with that game and still acknowledge they're just the Clippers and Milwaukee have almost become the same thing at this point. Like, I heard somebody make the point Milwaukee could win every game the rest of the season and it doesn't matter. I kind of feel that way about the Clippers at this point, too.
Oof, I don't know if I agree with that.
Are we learning anything? That's my point. They won a lot of games last year, too. Did we learn anything that helped us in the playoffs? No.
How do you feel about my Knicks?
Feisty. How about the Pelicans, though? Can we, like, we need to do a whole segment on them at some point? I mean, just, well, they're not, they might not make the play-in to a team, the Spurs, that has no players left that tanked, and they might, like, make the playoffs anyway instead of New Orleans.
It's like, who was, like, was Mick Cronin coaching them at the end of the game yesterday? Like, I just don't, well, and we got the Lonzo connection, too, with UCLA, right? Lonzo refusing to foul it. I mean, just insane not to foul. Like, he goes to defend Derrick Rose on the layup, and it's like, you're up by three.
What are you doing, buddy?
Ridiculous. All right, a little more NBA and some Major League Baseball takeaways from the weekend on the other side.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Our Major League Baseball takeaways coming up momentarily from what we saw this week. And Brad Evans going to join us in the next hour talking NFL draft props. But Ken, let's finish up what we were talking about in the last segment about Milwaukee, Philly, and the Eastern Conference. And if any of this is worth betting right now in your analysis of the numbers.
Sure. I have almost these identical numbers. You've said that you kind of have the same thing. And I'll ask you the same question after I give my opinion. Basically, if we had no position right now, if we had not bet on any team to win the Eastern Conference, is this something we would do right now, similar to MVP? We would build a portfolio with these two prices. Right now, my answer to that would absolutely be yes, that I would minus 112 and plus 450 is good enough for me to build the same thing. I had a feeling you would agree with that as well. And I know you might be making a kind of undesirable priced bet. You know, I can't do the fuzzy math on minus 200 with those two things together, something like that. Like, will Philly or Brooklyn win the East? Yes, is basically what you're creating versus everybody else. Just my kind of analysis of each team, what I would kind of make the prices in those series, my hatred of Milwaukee, my disbelief that Boston is a real thing. I mean, these are all things that lead me to the same conclusion. So I just kind of want to tie that together. Like, I think there is actionable info here, and it's actionable because the prices have literally refused to, you know, to move for ever and ever and ever and ever, despite Philly being very good. So I think that was the first point. And then I think you made the argument about, like, Milwaukee. How can they be second? Just, I don't know if we did a great job explaining, like, exactly why. We both agree on it for sure, but just exactly why path-wise, and I thought this was your point about why Milwaukee's so undesirable right now.
Yeah. So right now, Philly is the one seed, right? And like we mentioned, Philly's got 1.5 up on Brooklyn for the number one seed in the East. And why that's important is because Milwaukee is, like, pretty much locked into the three. And we talked about that last week in the same way, like, the Clippers are locked into the three in the Western Conference. So if Brooklyn gets the two, and right now, if the season were to end today, and know that play-in tournaments have to happen, but It would likely be, I think, Brooklyn and Miami in the first round if Miami takes care of business in the play-in, right? So then Brooklyn would have to go through the Heat, who, by the way, have the fourth best odds at Bet Rivers. It's not Boston in fourth. It's the Miami Heat in fourth. So Brooklyn would have to play Miami. Then Brooklyn would have to play Milwaukee while Philly gets to play whoever the eight seed is, like, I don't know, Charlotte or whoever, the Wizards walk or something, over. Right? Yeah, yep. Walk over. In
probably the first Washington.
Round. Yeah, and Washington's a 12.5-point favorite tonight. And then in the second round, you get like the Knicks or the Hawks or maybe Boston if Boston like ends up in the 4 or 5. Philly's beaten Boston. Like maybe Boston makes a series of it, but Boston is not winning that series against the Philadelphia 76ers. So it's in Philly in the Eastern Conference Finals. Philly's got a much easier path to the East than I think Milwaukee does, certainly, and Brooklyn. And I don't think Milwaukee's getting past Brooklyn. So it's like, how? And then Milwaukee would have to play Miami. Let's say Miami beat Brooklyn in the first round. Now it's Miami-Milwaukee. Or Miami gets the 6, gets up a little bit from the 7, and it's Miami-Milwaukee in the first round. Like, I think that is death for the Milwaukee Bucks. So like, how could you put Milwaukee there? For Brooklyn, I think it's okay because I think Brooklyn will beat all these teams. So it's like, okay, like, yeah, their path is tough, but they're going to win. I don't think Milwaukee's not beating Brooklyn, Miami, and Philadelphia potentially on the way to the NBA Finals. It's not happening.
Sure, absolutely. And think in terms like second round opponent win probability is where this all comes from, right? Because Brooklyn and Milwaukee are going to, Philly and Milwaukee are, the first thing I said was true. Brooklyn's the 2, Milwaukee's the 3. They're both going to play Philly if they win the conference finals. So that is not where their path differs. But first round opponent, a little bit. And then second round opponent, like Philly's going to host that series. it doesn't really make a lot of sense why Milwaukee would be this low when, you know, they're playing almost like a coin flip series against, you know, Brooklyn, if you want to feel like that. And Philly's second round opponent is not possible to be a coin flip series the way that Milwaukee and Brooklyn's going to be. Philly's going to be, you know, 80%, 82%, 85% to beat Boston in a 7-game series. That's a lot different than whatever price you want to argue about that you would make Brooklyn and Milwaukee. Like maybe it's like, oh, well, Brooklyn would be 65% in that series or 60% in that series. It is much closer to a coin flip than Philly's potential second round opponent. And that's why the odds are obviously perplexing to both of us.
So like Milwaukee plus 250, like never, 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 never.
Right. And they can still win the East, but just bet them in those series. Like better. They're going to be a dog twice. Like just bet them in those.